Welcome to today's French Gap Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Today is the first day to file taxes federally. Professional CPA Brett Nickel with Van Mon and Seatstrom Meyer & Nickel joins us on the program to talk about considerations to make while filing taxes. What is kind of the timeline and the things that you're doing in January when the busy season really starts for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really depends on your personal tax situation, how early you can file. The first thing I think I would recommend to anyone is as soon as you can file, file your tax return. There's no reason to wait because, especially if you're getting money back, you want to have that money as soon as you can. But also, there's just been such widespread, identity theft issues. And a lot of that is happening through tax returns. And the easiest way to deter that is go ahead and file your return as soon as you can before an identity thief could file a fraudulent return on your behalf.
And what are some of those deadlines for simple files if they're trying to set something up with you, whether it's a simple filing or it's those different areas that you handle?
Well, you know, by the end of January, companies are supposed to have their W-2s and 1099s sent out to you, and those are going to cover most folks, I guess, most people are, in a situation where they get a W-2 and maybe a couple 1099s for interest or investments or that sort of thing. And if that's you, then, you can probably go ahead and as soon as you get those forms in early February, go ahead and start filing. If you're a person with maybe a little bit more, elaborate investment things where you have some investments in limited partnerships, you get K-1s, those sometimes I know don't come out, till towards the end of the season, and you might not be able to file until closer to the deadline. That's again where it helps to just be organized and you know everything that you have and, just be looking out in the mail for all those forms that you're getting. And then, at the point that you have all your information, you can come in and get stuff done.
And what's the benefit of setting up an appointment with a CPA, especially here at Van Mon and Seatstrom, Meyer & Nickel, and the benefit of having those extra pair of eyes checking things, whether it is the simple return or all the way up to all the different complexities that you mentioned?
Sure. I think, there's just a ton of benefit that can be had by having a professional look through your return. I think a big thing, first of all, is just peace of mind. I mean, nobody likes to get nasty letters from the IRS that you've done it wrong. And just knowing that, someone who knows, the tax code really well and knows deductions has taken a look at things, because there's really not much of a thing as a simple return anymore, especially with, healthcare changes. We have all that stuff on the tax return now, whether, especially if you're buying through the healthcare exchange, even really simple returns can get really complicated really quickly. And, as a professional like a CPA, we see a ton of things and we spend our whole year, staying up on tax laws and know all the changes. We know, different points where, you can be doing different things to save on taxes. So it's beyond just getting your return right. We really try and comb through and look at places where you could be saving more money on your taxes.
And what are common pitfalls when folks are first filing in these early couple of months?
When you're an early filer, I guess you always run the risk that something else is going to come in late that you weren't expecting or didn't think about. And sometimes too, if you're a person who's really on the ball and wants to get it done quick, there's always issues getting up and running at the start of the year for the IRS. In recent years, we haven't even been able to file a return until towards the end of January, just because they need time to get all the changes in the forms updated and all their e-file systems going. To a certain degree, you have to wait. I mean, a little bit, at least after the end of the year, to file your return.
And then another question that more is almost a personal one. Is this a good time of year to also kind of review what your withholdings are at work when it comes to your paycheck every week to week because you understand your tax situation better? Is that some of the advice that you would give to folks? Is this is a great time of year to review that information?
Absolutely. I mean, when you have your tax return done and sitting in front of you, you can see I owe this much, I'm getting this much back. And we really want to see people get as close to zero balance as we can, because that means that you're having the right amount withheld. You don't have to write a check at the end of the year, which no one likes to do. You're certainly avoiding penalties and interest from underpaying. But also, it's not a tax refund is a great thing, some bonus money at the beginning of the year, but it's better to have that money with you in January, February, April than waiting a whole year to get it back from the government. So, that's definitely something that we go through with people, even at a basic level is our withholding right? Are we doing what we need to do to get the right amount of tax paid in before the end of the year?
File before they hit that April 15th deadline and other deadlines throughout the year. What is just the advice to you during the busy tax season? What's maybe that one takeaway message that folks should have for the 3-month period that is a flurry for you and many CPAs around the area?
The biggest thing to remember, especially if you're working with a professional, is we're going to do everything we can to make your return correct and to save you as much money as we can. But the better prepared you are, the better we're able to do our job too. If you can have everything organized and I don't have to try and dig for things and you don't have to try and dig for things and we don't have to just try and chase after things, there's more time that we can spend, you know, really going through and digging deeper into your situation and finding ways we can really save you money.
That concludes today's Rentschgat Village. Let's talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.